Welcome back to the Chiefs pregame show here ahead of Game 4 between the Chiefs and the Cubs here on this Friday night. Nico Horning, happy to be with you. We're joined by Chiefs reliever Christian Worley. And I got to ask, before we get into the season here, kind of your upbringing and stemming from North Carolina, being from Durham, what was that experience like in your high school days? And then also being so close to just major collegiate baseball teams. You got UNC, Duke, NC State in town. What was that like?
Yeah, so my bio says I'm from Durham, but I was actually born in Durham, raised in Virginia.
Okay.
First college baseball game I ever went to was Easter. I was about 13 or 14 years old. My dad and mom got me and my brother tickets to watch UNC versus University of Southern California. And after that, I was hooked on baseball.
Ended up going to Virginia Tech, which might make a little bit more sense. I know it was the only school you ended up looking at and playing ball there. What were those three seasons like playing in Blacksburg?
Blacksburg was unbelievable. The coaches were great. John Sheff, head coach. My pitching coach, Ryan Fecto, was awesome. And I met some of my best friends for life there. The baseball was unbelievable. And it was just a dream come true.
I went for the first time last year. I was announcing a lacrosse game out there, but I was there for the spring game. I wanted to hear Enter Sandman, and they still did it for the spring game for the football games. I thought that was fantastic. What is that overall just fan experience like there at Virginia Tech? Because it seems pretty cool just for every sport and for every event.
Yeah, Enter Sandman's like the staple for the football games, and they play it before every home game and every sport, basketball, volleyball, baseball, soccer,
sure,
lacrosse. It's unbelievable. It's an experience like no other. It really gets the crowd going, and it gets everybody excited to be there.
And before your pitching days, it looked like you were a middle infielder early on, and took you a minute, I guess, to develop into your pitching frame that you are now. Mm-hmm. When you did eventually decide to go into the pitching route, what was that transition like for you?
So I was a pitcher, middle infielder, mostly middle infielder growing up until I was probably 14, and I kind of hit a growth spurt going from my freshman to my sophomore season, and I started throwing hard, and I was like, this is probably the best shot to make it, so let's make the best of it.
And here you are in Peoria with the high A team here after getting promoted towards the end of last year. What has the difference been between starting this year here in Peoria versus getting that promotion and maybe having to, I guess, finalize some things last minute coming in towards the end of the season?
I would say the difference would be just, I feel like it's a little less nerves, I guess. I don't know. Getting the promotion at the end of the year is very exciting. It's like, I already know what I'm coming into. I know what I need to work on. I know how to attack the hitters because the hitters are better, every level. So you kind of got to prepare that way. So that's kind of how I look at it from low A to high A.
First ninth inning save of the year for you guys last night here against South Bend. What was working for you in that final inning and a close battle between these two teams after a couple of blowout games either way earlier in the week?
Yeah, honestly, just I walked the first guy, but I just kept attacking, and my curveball was working pretty good, and that pretty much was – I threw a changeup, got the double play, and then the last guy, curveball low and outside, he hits a soft grounder to second base, and I'd make the PFP. So fastball, changeup, and curveball.
And for these first couple months of the season for you, whether it is working with different pitches, getting your conditioning in, whatever it may be, what are a couple of things that you're trying to work on here in April and May?
I feel like April and May, it's cold, so the only thing you can control really is like the way you attack hitters, like how you get to two strikes the fastest, and where you – once you get them to two strikes is how you put them away. Like, obviously, now when it's cold, you may not be throwing your hardest, so you just got to throw strikes and do your best.
And speaking of save opportunities, earlier in March, a little fun opportunity for you to seal the deal for Team Nicaragua, playing against the Cardinals before the World Baseball Classic. From the moment when you were told that you were going to put the Nicaragua jersey on and finish the job for them, what was that experience like going up against your team?
It was kind of cool. It was me and Sakara. Sakara had the eighth inning for Nicaragua, and I had ninth.
Nice.
And, yeah, it was awesome meeting Dusty Baker. I got a signed ball from here, and when I showed up in my locker the next morning, he signed the game card and was like, great save, healthy season. I still have it in my locker here, and It was very cool. Great experience.
That is an awesome experience. Last one for you. Speaking of Dusty, I mean, what conversations did you guys have just in those little moments, if much, but the ability to connect with him, a longtime baseball great?
Honestly, I didn't really talk to him that much, but it was just, it was like, kind of, we really didn't have much of a conversation. It was kind of very brief.
Yeah.
But it was,
well, for the stuff to show up in the locker room.
Yeah.
That's a pretty cool moment.
Yeah. It was very cool. Like, to grow up watching him coaching the Astros and then winning the World Series and stuff like that, and then him being my coach for a game, it was like, this is insane.
It's like, all right, let's do this.
Yeah.
All right, Christian Worley here on the Chiefs pregame show ahead of tonight's Chiefs and Cubs game. Christian, thanks so much, and good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you. Have a good one.
All right, back with more coming up next.